This is the Sakar Merli of the 12th of December 2025. Essence, sweet children, at the confluence age, you receive the blessing of truth from the true Father. Therefore, you must never lie. Question. What effort do you children definitely have to make in order to become viceless? Answer. You definitely have to make the effort to become soul conscious. Practice only seeing the soul in the centre of each forehead. Consider yourselves to be souls as you talk to souls and listen to souls. Your vision should not fall on their bodies. This is the main effort that you have to make, and it is in this effort that there are obstacles. Practice as much as possible. I am a soul. I am a soul. Song. Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. The Father has reminded you, sweet children, how the world cycle turns. Now you children know that whatever you come to know from the Father and the path that the Father has shown you are not known by anyone in the world. He has also explained the meaning of those who become the worthy of worship masters of the world, then become worshippers. You wouldn't say this of the Supreme Soul. It has come into your awareness that this is absolutely right. Only the Father tells you the news of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. No one else can be called the ocean of knowledge. This is not the praise of Sri Krishna. You understand that that soul is now receiving knowledge. This is a wonderful thing. No one but the Father can explain this. There are many sages and holy men who teach many different types of Hatha Yoga, etc. All of that is the path of devotion. You don't worship anyone in the Golden Age. You don't become worshippers there. It is of them that it is said they were worthy of worship deities. However, they are no longer that. Those same worthy of worship ones have now become worshippers. The Father says, this one also used to perform worship. At this time, the people of the whole world are worshippers. In the new world, there is only the one deity religion, of those who are worthy of worship. You children are now aware that according to the Dharma plan, this is absolutely right. This is truly the Gita episode. It is just that they have changed the name in the Gita, and you make effort to explain this. For 2,500 years, they have been thinking that the Gita was spoken by Sri Krishna. Now, it would take time for them to understand in one birth that it was incorporeal God who spoke the Gita. He has also explained how tall and complicated the tree of devotion is. You can write that the Father is teaching you Raj Yoga. You children who have such faith can explain to others with that faith. If there isn't that faith, you yourselves become confused about how to explain to others and are afraid that there might be some upheaval. You haven't yet become fearless. You will be fearless when you become completely soul conscious. It is on the path of devotion that they have fear. All of you are brave warriors. No one in the world knows how to conquer Maya. You children now remember that the Father also told you previously, Man, Man above. Only the Purifier Father comes and explains this to you. Although this term is mentioned in the Gita, no one can explain it. The Father says, Children, may you be soul conscious. These expressions in the Gita are like a pinch of salt in a sack full of flour. The Father instills faith in you about everything. Those who have faithful intellects become victorious. You are now claiming your inheritance from the Father. The Father says, You definitely have to live at home with your families. There is no need for all of you to come and live here. Service has to be done and centres have to be opened. You are the Salvation Army. You are the Godly Mission. Previously you belonged to the Shudra Mission of Maya, whereas you now belong to the Godly Mission. You are very important. What praise is there of Lakshmi and Narayan? They rule in the same way that kings rule, but they are called full of all virtues and the masters of the world, because there is no other kingdom at that time. You children now understand how they became the masters of the world. We are now becoming deities. Therefore, how can we bow down to them? You have now become knowledgeful. Those who don't have this knowledge continue to bow their heads. You also now know everyone's occupation. You can explain which pictures are right and which ones are wrong. You can also explain that this is the kingdom of Ravan and it is about to be set on fire. The haystack has to be set on fire. The world is said to be like a haystack. You have to explain the words that have been used. They have created many pictures on the path of devotion. In fact, originally, there is the worship of Shiv Baba, and then of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. The Trimurti that they have created is right. Then there are this Lakshmi and Narayan. Saraswati is also included with Brahma in the Trimurti. They create so many pictures on the path of devotion. They even worship Hanuman. You are becoming brave warriors. In the temples, some are portrayed riding elephants and others riding horses. However, how could any of them, the deities, be riding them like that? The Father says, Maharatis. A Maharati means one who rides an elephant. Therefore, they have portrayed them riding elephants. The meaning of how the alligator ate the elephant has also been explained to you. The Father explains, Maya, the alligator, sometimes swallows Maharatis. You now understand this knowledge. Maya eats good Maharatis. These things are aspects of knowledge. No one else can explain these things. The Father says, become viceless and imbibe divine virtues. Every cycle, the Father says, lust is the greatest enemy. It requires effort for you to gain victory over that. You belong to the Father of people. Therefore, you are brothers and sisters. In fact, you are originally souls. A soul is speaking to souls. You have to remember that it is the soul that hears everything through these ears. I am speaking to souls and not bodies. We souls originally are brothers. Then we become one another's brothers and sisters. You have to relate this to brothers. Your vision should go to the soul. I am speaking to my brother. Brother, are you listening? Yes, I, a soul, am listening. There is a child in Bikaner who always writes, soul this and soul that. I, a soul, am writing through this body. I, a soul, think this. I, a soul, am doing this. To become soul conscious requires effort. I, a soul, say namaste. When Baba says spiritual children, he has to look at the foreheads. It is the soul who listens. I am speaking to this soul. Similarly, your vision should fall on the soul who is in the center of the forehead. Obstacles come when your vision falls on the body. Speak to souls. Look at souls. Renounce body consciousness. This soul also understands that the Father is sitting in the center of the forehead and that you say namaste to him. Your intellects have the knowledge that each of you is a soul and that it is the soul who listens. Previously, you didn't have this knowledge. You received those bodies in order to play your parts. This is why a name is given to each body. It is at this time that you have to become soul conscious in order to return home. Those names have been given to you to play your parts. No activity can take place without names. There will be business activity there too. But you will have become Satoprathan. That is why there are no sinful actions there. You won't perform any actions that are sinful. The kingdom of Maya doesn't exist there. The Father says, you souls now have to return home. Those are old bodies. Then you will go to the golden and silver ages. There is no need for this knowledge there. Why are you given knowledge here? Because you are in a state of degradation. You will perform actions there too, but they will be neutral actions. The Father says, let your hands do the work, and your heart be with the Father. Souls remember the Father. In the Golden Age you are pure, and so all your actions are true. In the Tamoprathan kingdom of Ravan, all your activities are false. This is why people go on pilgrimages, etc. No one commits any sin in the Golden Age, so they do not have to go on pilgrimages, etc. Whatever you do there is truthful. You have received the blessing of truth. There is no question of any vice there. There is no need for lies in any activities. Here, Because of greed, they continue to cheat and steal. These things do not exist there. According to the drama, you become such flowers. That world is viceless, whereas this world is vicious. You have the whole play in your intellects. Only at this time do you have to make effort to become pure. Through the power of yoga, you become the masters of the world. The power of yoga is the main thing. The father says, no one on the path of devotion has been able to attain me by doing penance or having sacrificial fires, etc. Everyone has to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. This knowledge is very easy and entertaining. It does require you to make effort too. It is this yoga through which you become Satopratan that is praised. Only the Father shows you the path to become Satopratan from Tamopratan. No one else can give you this knowledge. Even though some go to the moon and some even walk on water, that is not Raj Yoga. They cannot change from ordinary humans into Narayan. Here you understand that you belong to the original eternal deity religion and are now once again becoming that. You now remember that the Father also explained this to you in the previous cycle. The Father says, those who have faithful intellects become victorious. If someone doesn't have faith, he won't come to listen. Even after having faithful intellects, some become those with doubtful intellects. Many very good Maharatis also develop doubts. There is body consciousness because of just a small storm of Maya. Bap and Dada are combined. Shiv Baba gives you this knowledge, and then who knows whether he goes away or what happens. Should you ask Baba whether he is always here or if he goes away? You cannot ask the Father this question. The Father says, I am showing you the way to become pure from impure. I come and go. I have a lot of work to do. I come to the children and even have tasks accomplished through them. No one should have doubts about this. Your duty is to remember the Father. By having doubts, you fall. Maya slaps you very hard. The Father says, I enter this one at the end of the last of his many births. You children have the faith that it really is only the Father who gives us this knowledge. No one else can give it. The Father knows that in spite of this, so many fall even after having faith. You have to become pure. Therefore, the Father says, constantly remember me alone. Don't get caught up in anything else. When you speak in that way, it is understood that you don't have firm faith. First of all, understand the one thing through which your sins are absolved. There is no need to speak of useless matters. Your sins will be absolved by having remembrance of the Father. So why do you get involved in other things? When you see that someone is becoming confused by the questions and answers, tell him, forget those things. and just make the effort to remember the one Father. When you develop doubt, you stop studying, and then there'll be no benefit. Explain after feeling their pulse. If they have any doubt, make them have firm faith in one point alone. You have to explain with great tact. You children should first of all have the faith that Baba has come and is making us pure. You have this happiness. If you don't study, you fail. How could such a soul then be happy? At school, they have the same study. But some study and then earn hundreds of thousands, whereas others earn 5 to 10 rupees. Your aim and objective is to change from ordinary humans into Narayan. A kingdom is being established. You are to change from ordinary humans into deities. Deities have a huge kingdom. To claim a high status there depends on how you study and your activities. Your activities should be very good. Baba even says of himself, "I haven't yet reached my Karmateet stage. I too have to become perfect. I haven't become that yet." This knowledge is very easy. It is also easy to remember the Father. But you should at least do it. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Never stop studying because of having doubt about any aspect. In order to become pure, first of all remember the One Father. Don't become involved in other matters. 2. Obstacles come when your vision falls on bodies. Therefore, always look at the center of the forehead. Consider yourselves to be souls and talk to souls. Become soul conscious. Become fearless when you do service. Blessing. May you be constantly merged in the Father's imperishable and selfless love and become Maya-proof. Maya cannot attract the children who remain constantly merged in the Father's love. Just as not a single drop of water can stay on waterproof clothes, in the same way, those who remain merged in this love become Maya-proof. Maya cannot attack you in any way, because the Father's love is imperishable and selfless. How can those who have experienced this become trapped in temporary love? One is the Father, and second is I, and no third person can come in between us. Slogan: those who act while being loving and detached are able to put a full stop in a second. Aviat signal. Now have the deep concern to become complete and Karmateet. Karmateet means not to be influenced by karma, to be the master, the authority, and have relationships with your physical senses. Be detached from limited desires and act using your physical senses. Action should not make the soul the master dependent, but the soul should be one with all rights who has actions performed. To be the one who inspires and inspires actions to be performed is known as having the relationship of karma. A karmatit soul has a relationship, not any bondage. Om Shanti.